Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cracks of apathy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edge.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's Nexus. That's the song Nexus. First one on the Innocent Age album, which I encourage you to check out and I promise you, if you buy that album, you'll thank me later. It's a double album, by the way. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my award-winning book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out, too. Gordon Chang is our guest. Gordon Chang is the author of The Coming Collapse of China, which was actually, Gordon, that was more of a prophecy than a book, wasn't it?
Well, it certainly was. Yeah.
Congratulations on that. So, Gordon, folks, as many of you know, if you keep up with the news, you see Gordon in various television interviews. He does a lot of speaking, a lot of writing. He's got an outstanding blog that I encourage you to check out. Gordon, in the previous segment, we were talking about the Chinese financial almost basically collapse. If you think about what the stock market did, the economy is reeling right now. The government has had to step in and do some pretty aggressive things, like telling large investors that they can't trade anymore under penalty of arrest. And I think some people actually were arrested. So notwithstanding that last part, when you were describing what was happening, the surprise collapse in the last 3 weeks or so, it reminded me of what happened in September of 2008 here in the United States. And when you talked about the government moving in and preventing a further collapse, that also reminded me of what we did here in 2008.
Yeah, what happened in 2008 in China is that Beijing decided not to have a downturn, so they authorized the largest stimulus program in history. Mm-hmm. In the next 5 years, they created an amount of credit that was basically equal to that in the U.S. entire U.S. banking system, even though in 2008 the Chinese economy was less than a third the size of America's. So they created growth, but they've also created imbalances like property market bubble and the stock market. So this is a problem for China because they have yet to deal with their 2008.
Don't they have lots of other issues, though? I mean, they've got a demographic nightmare over there on many levels. The country folk and the city folk and the one-child policy, they got lots of issues over there. They got environmental nightmares all over the country, don't they?
Yes, they certainly
things like
do.
That. I mean, this is China has become a what my dad would have called a barrel of snakes. I mean, it's a mess, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is, and you're certainly right to point out the demographic crisis, which people don't talk about very often. But clearly, this is going to limit China's ability to have a strong economy and to have a good society because it's creating so many social dislocations in addition to economic problems.
Yeah, and so. So China, what we're seeing now is China is starting to have to spend more time, more of their energy and capital on propping themselves up. And is the result, Gordon, going to be that China turns inward and tries to take care of its own business, or does it make China a desperate nation? And as we know, desperate people do desperate things. Which one?
I think it's more the lashing out. A desperate nation doing desperate
which
things.
We see them doing in the South Sea, building those islands, isn't it?
It certainly is. You have a political system which was already in distress before the stock market crash. You have a lot of infighting among senior leaders, and this economic downturn is accelerating that because leaders are blaming each other for what's happening in the economy. We will probably see heads roll, and that could even include the premier of the country, Li Keqiang, who's the economic czar. I don't know if it actually will occur, but we do know that Xi Jinping, the president and the general secretary of the Communist Party, is blaming everybody else for what's going on, and they're blaming him as well.
Do you see a revolution, a collapse of the system in China the next 5 years?
Well, certainly, because what you have is the economy, which is trending down. You've got the financial markets freezing up, which will have real economy effects. You have already a lot of protests and, of course, all the problems that we've just been talking about. They're converging at the same time. That's always a problem for a society, especially a weak one like China, where the political system has really not been that strong recently.
But a billion people in turmoil is not good for anybody on this planet, is it?
No, it's not.
A billion, I guess.
A billion, probably a billion three. Who knows how many people are in China?
But I mean, that can't be good for any of us.
No, it's not. But I mean,
aren't we better off with the devil we know than the devil we don't know?
Well, the devil we know is actually very dangerous because it's proliferating nuclear weapons technology and it's supporting Russia.
And propping up North Korea.
And certainly propping up North Korea and Iran and Zimbabwe and a lot of other places which are not good for peace and security.
So what should the United States do? In a minute I've got left in this segment, how's Obama doing in handling this? Is he MIA or is he contributing?
He's a little bit MIA, but he's better than his predecessor, who was actually supporting Beijing.
And, really?
Obama could do better, but nonetheless...
What would you do? What would President Chang do right now?
There's a lot of things, but one of them is I would probably disinvite Xi Jinping, who's coming to the United States in September, or at least I wouldn't give him all the pomp and circumstance of a state visit.
Right. Hold him at arm's length a little bit.
Yes.
What else?
I think we need to be much tougher on trade and enforce the agreements that we have with them, and we've been letting them skate, and that's wrong.
Did you think the Pacific trade agreement that we recently passed was the right thing to do?
They haven't reached it yet, but they will, and I think it is the right thing because we need...
They're about to finish it.
Yeah.
But you like that. You like that deal?
Absolutely, because it ties the region to the U.S., not to China.
Gordon Chang, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Gordon joined us, and we got more to come after this message. These messages, I'm going to get Gordon to weigh in on the Office of Personnel Management security breach. 22 million Americans are now fully known to whoever breached our security, everything about them. And I'm going to ask Gordon, did the Chinese have something to do with this? After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.